Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pero this time, naku Papa Dan, excited din tayo dahil ang guest natin this morning, kahit wala siyang dugong Pilipino, proud din siya na sabihin siya ay pusong Pinoy.
Oo, naku, eh syempre nakakasalumuha niya, no? Karamihan na ating mga Pilipino, lagi siyang nandun sa mga Filipino events at talagang napamahal na nga sa kanya ang Filipino community.
Right. Diba? Mm-hmm. And it's been so many years na nag-ano na siya, na kasama siya sa mga maraming mga activities ng Filipino community dito sa Sydney. And let us welcome our guest for today, Mr. Daryl O'Brien. Magandang umaga, Daryl.
Magandang umaga po, Tim.
Ayan. Salamat, Daryl, for being with us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maraming salamat, Tim.
Kita nyo naman, nagtatagalog na itong si Daryl. Pero alam nyo ba, i-describe natin si Daryl kasi hindi po siya Pinoy, ha? His Aussie and talagang puti. Kung tawagin natin. So, nag-e-effort siya ngayon na talagang matuto and also embracing ang ating kultura.
Oo, kilala nga siya, no? He's called like Pusong Pinoy or Pinoy at Heart, ika nga, no? Tanungin na natin siya, di ba? Daryl, you call yourself like Pusong Pinoy. Can you share what this means to you? What he calls it like, you know, but was it close to your heart, yung pagiging Pilipino?
Opo. So, basically, what I can say is it's like a... lakas ng loob.
Lakas ng loob, yes.
Yeah. So, being Pusong Pinoy means having the spirit that refuses to be crushed.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
works well with me, because I'm also a Leo.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, basically having the ability to find humor in the in the worst circumstances that you possibly can, whether it's literal or theoretical, like so to speak.
Mm.
Yeah. Basically the to me being part of the community, it's like a kapwa.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the shared identity of being part of one community. So you, as an Australian, you don't really get that. Like we are a friendly nation. We always welcome people the best we can, but you don't have the same kapwa sense as the Filipinos do. And that's why, you know, I like that feeling. You know, it makes you feel part of something rather than excluded.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why I want to share it with a lot of people every time I try and invite them to Filipino events.
Yeah.
Or I say that it's so they can get their own sense of kapwa.
Right. Mm. That's really amazing. Ano, na appreciate mo tong mga ganitong bagay or you appreciate these things about the Filipino community. But I'd like to know, paano to nag-start? How did it start? Paano ka napunta na-involve into some Filipino community events?
Funny thing is, I started off getting introduced with a newspaper, Filipino newspaper that unfortunately is no longer around. It was called Angkalatas.
Angkalatas, yes. Yes. That's a really...
Yeah, it was run by a lovely, lovely lady named Millie Phillips, who brought me into the community, introduced me to many different events going around, you know, just as SBS goes around to events, you get to know certain people. And then, you know, being a white Australian, they were like, oh, who's that? And then they noticed I had a camera and they started inviting me to different events. So, you know, through the sense of kapwa and feeling like I belong somewhere, I, you know, naturally said yes and or something new. Plus, you know, having ADD, it was an exciting time. With Filipino events, there's nothing boring, nothing dull about it, especially with the music, the enthusiasm, the excitement, you know, just make somebody with ADD light up, basically, like myself.
Yeah, I want to also touch on that. You've mentioned the ADD.
Yeah.
What is ADD? All we know is like there's so many many terms also for neurodivergent. Mm-hmm. But with you and your diagnosis also, paano ito nakatulong sa'yo with your creativity?
Well, basically, I was diagnosed when I was like 13. ADD is attention deficit disorder. I can be focused on something and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, look, there's a bird over there. I'll get completely distracted. But that's what's kept me able to, that's what's allowed me to keep up with the Filipino community. Because as you know, being in Sydney, there's so many different events. I was saying to you earlier, I remember in 2015, they were having a Filipino artist coming from the Philippines nearly every single weekend, back to back to back to back. Whereas you were telling me you thought that 2025 and 2026 has been busy. No, back in 2015, it was super busy.
Already busy.
Super busy.
Wow. And that also helped you. Kahit the back-to-back-to-back yung mga events, you still could do it and go and attend. Wow. Yep.
And on top of that, having a full-time job as well.
Oo nga pala. So, you, hindi lang photography yung ginagawa mo. Na-mention mo, isa ka ring IT dito sa Australia. So, paano mo pa nababalance yung work at saka yung hobby?
I don't know how to explain it. It's just with my ADD, I can compartmentalize different things. Whereas, you know, with the Filipino community, I can be like, okay, I'm there. I'll do it. I'm not going anywhere else. Okay, let's go there. But as soon as I leave, I'm calling my friends. I'm calling family. I'm calling this. I'm doing that. And I can have like five or six different things going on in my head at one time.
Oh, wow.
And would this include learning, you know, some Filipino, the Filipino language? You're currently learning it, if learning fast, right? But how's that tracking for you?
It's okay, pero I struggle with conversational Tagalog. Like, I'm okay with long words like iginagaga lakako na makilalaga or sinusubukan ko matuto ng Tagalog, pero ang hirap minsan.
That's not bad at all.
Saka para kasing tongue twister yung ibang Tagalog.
I remember one that Malford from the Philippine consulate before when he was involved taught me. It was putong puting paro paro.
And we have a lot of that. O baka pwede natin i-challenge mamaya si Darren.
Bibigyan natin siya, no?
Mga tongue twisters natin dyan, Papa Dan. Pero it's really parang amazing ano, na kung paano mo rin nagamit ano, yung iba't iba mong mga skills and your creativity pagdating sa photography. And with the community events, can you share with us, ano ba yung mga nagustuhan mo? What do you like about the Filipino community activities and events here in Australia?
It's something new, something diverse. Like I've been to a few non-Filipino events. Yes, it is nice, but it's not. It doesn't have the same feeling as the Filipino events. The Filipino events trying to enforce or not enforce but trying to emphasize that feeling in kapa, like trying to get the whole
to get everybody,
everybody involved. Like, you know, as soon as you walk in, it's like, you know, instead of saying hey, how are you or whatever, it's like a command kanaba. You know, have you eaten? Because it comes from a sense of endearment inside. So like I said, lakas na lob. So trying to just have that sense, like, you know, you feel like you're welcoming, like people in Australia, even though, yes, I am born Australian and white, I can tell you from the other side, there's more, even though people are friendly, there's more exclusion rather than inclusion, whereas with the Philippines, I don't feel that. Like, even when I go to the Philippines, which I usually try and go once or twice a year, you know, over there, people are super friendly. They'll talk to you. You can be walking down the back of Caloocan or Malabon, and, you know, just, you know, people will be friendly to you. As long as you're respectful, they'll be respectful to you. As the saying goes anywhere. Like, I was brought up to be respectful, look after your elders, stuff like that. And, you know, people are just the most happiest. And you can see they don't have much, but they're still happy to share something with you.
Just to follow up for that one, especially with you, like, you know, zero background at least, how do you prepare? Do you prepare? Where do you look for, like, sort of, like, things to, like, learn about, like, Filipino culture? Do you watch movies or Filipino, like, songs and listen to these things?
I just, because of my ADD and craving for always that next dopamine feeling, so to speak, I just watch movies, YouTube, anything. Sometimes, because I have three screens at home, so sometimes I have something going on at different things. So I have Instagram on one, Facebook on another, and then YouTube on the other.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep feeding your your brain all this information all at the same time.
Wow, I remember one time when Gabby Conception was coming over here, and he was the endorser, or whatever you call it, spokesperson, so to speak, for Western Union at the time. I found out, and I knew about his upcoming movie at the time. That the people interviewing him didn't know about.
Oh, okay. So you've done your research, or you've got all this information. Andy. And you also touched on food earlier. Some people asking, kumain ka na ba? Later on, when we get back after a short break, we will talk about Filipino food. So get ready. At gugutumin namin kayo kasama si Daryl O'Brien. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapan makalipas lamang ang ilang paalala. Napaka-refreshing niya.
Ako, ibalikan na natin ang ating bisita ngayon. Tanungin natin siya, ano kanyang mga paboritong Filipino food or drink, no?
Yes, meron ba? Ayan. Kasama pa rin natin si Daryl O'Brien.
Daryl, we're talking about food right now, making everyone hungry. And you recently also visited the Philippines, right? Do you remember like your favorites, like food? Meron ka bang paborito that you tried? Drinks or anything?
Definitely binigongan.
Binagoongan.
Bicol Express. Bicol Express is definitely my favorite.
Okay. Hilig ka sa spicy.
Opo. But there's been a lot over the years. Like I've heard Carreta Kambing, Lechiflan, Turon, Dynamite.
Oy, pwede dynamite. Gusto ko yun. Street food. Marami ka rin mga nasubukan ng mga pagkain. Pero, pagluluto, have you tried cooking Filipino food?
Opo, syempre. I've made carreta kambing. My kabigan taught me how to make lechiflan.
Lechiflan pa.
Because the thing is, what I found with lechiflan is, if you cook it slow and low, it has a nice flavor, especially if you balance it out with like a lemon peel or lime peel or orange peel, whatever you like. But the thing is, if you rush it, it tastes like queso.
Yung consistency niya, hindi ganun
It's not really the consistency, it's the actual flavor. There's a hint of it tastes like queso.
Okay. Pero ano bang mas kinagamit mo with your lechiflan? Yung yolk lang ng egg o inihahaluan mo ng white?
Yolk lang.
That's smooth and creamy, right? Say for example, katulad mo, you're non-Filipino, right? But you're gonna introduce yourself to like Filipino. What's the first food that you will let them try?
I would say adobo. However, you must explain it the correct way, in my opinion. Because as Westerners, we're used to the vinegar with, like, the harsh vinegar. Like, the white vinegar. Makes you gag, because we're used to salt and vinegar chips. Pero if you say to a Westerner, it's chicken cooked in vinegar and soy sauce. The brain's automatically going to go to the harsh vinegar and the toyo. But the thing is, if you explain it correctly and say, no, it's a more mild version of vinegar, it's a coconut vinegar, it's more bland, and emphasizes highlights the flavors, especially with the soy sauce, because it's not the harsh forget the name, Kikum and something like that. It's a different kind of vinegar. Like they blend together really well. You're what I call appetizing the palate. Like you're selling it to them, and they're more likely to try it.
So because, you have to describe it well.
Yeah. Because I've been to some Filipino restaurants, and they've literally just said with a straight face, chicken cooked in vinegar.
Okay. Oo nga naman, ano, mm-hmm. kailangan munang parang maipa-imagine sa kanila yung process and how you cook it para mas enticing or mas yeah. ano, ma-imagine nila yung lasa.
And the thing is to also get but the thing is to also get more people to be open to it. You can throw in the the story feeling behind it. Yeah. You can be like, oh, you know, this is usually cooked by the local aunties or the mums and the dads for their kids. You know, when people come home from a hard day's work, they have, you know, adobo, you know, on the table paired with rice and gulama and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds a bit of a story aspect to it. And as non-Filipinas, that draws us in.
Yeah.
Because there's a story behind it.
Yeah, and it would help. What I'm going to say is like, you know, do you take photographs of these Filipino foods? Because they're colorful, right?
Yeah,
they're different colors for sure, right?
Yeah.
Do you take a lot of photos?
Like? Papa, siempre. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to a Filipino party, I'm like,
pang ano muna, picture muna before kumain. Pero alam ko marami tayong klase ng adobo, iba't iba rin klase ng mga pagkain. And kanina parang narinig ko rin na sumusubukan ng iba or nagluluto ka ng ibang medyo complicated ng mga recipes sa kambing. Ayan, may mga tips ka ba sa pagluluto ng karne ng kambing?
I would say cook it low and slow and be careful not to burn the kambing because once you burn it, it goes straight through the whole dish.
Ito ba ipang papaitan o kung anong dish? Caldereta?
I have not tried cooking papaitan. I've tried it one time. It's really nice. But the thing is, again, you would have to find a palatizing way to explain that to a non-Filipino.
Totoo. Kasi magugulat sila kapag, or baka hindi nila agad magustuhan. Pero ang dami, sobrang daming pagkaing Pilipino ang gusto pa nating ipatry sa iba't ibang mga lahi. And bukas, araw ng Linggo, meron tayong pagkakataon because we're celebrating April as our Filipino Food Month. And tomorrow sa Paddy's dito sa Sydney, ano, sa Flemington area, ay magsasama-sama ang nasa 30 na food stalls, Filipino food stalls at iba pa para i-showcase ang mga pagkaing sariling atin. And are you coming?
Opo, syempre, I'll definitely be there. I'll be there early, get there early. I'll be able to scope out all the good food spots.
Yeah, strategy talaga. Kailangan maaga sa pila. Oh.
Matututuan na talaga, di ba? Dahil na nasa-sold out po. Sa ating mga first time na pupunta sa Filofomo Fest. Ayan.
Nako, magkita-kita tayo dyan bukas at maghahatid tayo ng mga updates kung ano yung mga kaganapan at ano yung mga matitikman natin na Filipino food. Pagdating sa dessert naman, ayan, kanina narinig ko na yung turon pero and leche flan. Opa. Meron ka pa bang ibang paboritong dessert?
Yes. I would say, well, definitely goes without saying hala hala. Then there's turon. Nothing better than a freshly cooked, while it's still hot, banana cue.
Uy, wow, grabe.
Masasarap na ang gutom.
Bakit yun yung mga nagustuhan mo?
It's the caramelization of the sugar on the outside.
Natutokam ako. Nagutom ako dun sa sa banana ko yun. Na-imagine ko agad yung itsura niya. Ano. Kasi sa amin, syempre sa probinsya, yun din yung mga madalas mong kainin. Kasi mura, it's very cheap, and then it's easy to prepare for merienda. Mm-hmm. And ang bilis mo rin mabusog. Yeah. So it's very filling because of the banana, the saba.
And have you been to, or have you gone to any Filipino bakeries sa Pilipinas?
Oh, por siempre.
There's a lot of, pandesal, of course. Yeah. Have you tried any other?
The best one, especially if you want to get a Westerner involved, a Westerner to try the breads, pandesal's okay. Yes, it's a staple, but nothing beats a fresh out of the oven hot pandikoko.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Agree, I'm a pandekoko, guys.
Oo. Medyo mahirap lang maghanap dito minsan ng pandekoko kasi coconut medyo hindi ganun ka-common but masarap ang pandekoko. Uy, nakakamiss naman. And marami pa tayong pag-uusapan. We'll talk more about not only food and culture but also some of Pusong Pinoy and Daryl's works, lalo na sa social media dahil ngayon, ang dami niya na rin mga sinishare, ano, hindi lang about sa Filipino culture and values, kundi yung sa sarili niya ring paraan kung paano siya makakatulong sa community. And we'll talk about that when we get back sa ating pong pagbabalik dito pa rin sa SBS Filipino. Nagbabalik tayo sa huling bahagi ng ating programa dito pa rin sa SBS Filipino at kasama ang ating guest na si Daryl O'Brien at si Papa Dan.
Hi, welcome back po sa huling bahagi na ng ating programa at napapasarap ang ating kwentuhan, di ba, dito. Mm-hmm. At parang mas marami pang alam lutuin sa atin ang ating bisita.
Oo nga, inaingit nga ako eh, Daryl. Baka sa kanya pa ako humingi ng recipe mamaya.
Siya po siyang Australian photographer and syempre IT specialist at syempre content creator na rin.
At meron siya siyang mga platforms, social media platforms, kung saan sinishare niya yung mga videos and also mga photographs at lahat ng mga nakukuha niyang content mula sa community. So Daryl, pwede mo bang i-share sa amin ano ba yung mga karaniwang content na binubuo mo?
With my Pusong Pinoy C1 channel, the aim of it is to introduce non-Filipinos or Filipinos that have been born here but maybe out of touch with their culture to the Filipino culture, whether it's through, you know, events, specialists in the industry, such as yourself, or like, you know, they might be looking for a Filipino dance instructor, right. You know, artist, somebody who specializes in anis, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's slowly getting more and more traction, and I just want to bring everybody the together, like, you know, have that kapa feeling and also to also experience the Bayanihan spirit.
Yes. Yeah. Para kang bridge, ano, between, yeah, the Australian community or the wider, yung other Westerners na gustong magkaroon ng glimpse into the Filipino culture.
Mm-hmm. Opa, I've had a unique experience. I wouldn't say I'm an expert and I never claim to be, but I believe since I've been in the industry for about 15 or 16 years now, I have, you know, I've earned my stripes, so to speak, to be able to, you know, approach the right people. If I want to introduce a non-Filipino, I know who to go to and I can make sure that they get the right information rather than, you know, me just trying to dictate to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say, for example, for, you know, Filipino news, please go to SBS Radio as an example. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to learn, you know, the Filipino dances, I know who to go to.
Mm-mm.
So it's not just a matter of me trying to, you know, say this is Filipino culture to others. Mm. It's more like introducing them to the connections that I have built over the years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 15 years in the Ibiro yon.
That's a long time, right? That's correct. More than a decade you've been involved with like a lot of like work, volunteer work within the community. How's that shaped your understanding and love? Is there newfound love for Filipino?
Well, what I've experienced is that Filipinos, like the Filipino culture is built on, you know, servicelessness and selflessness. So it's not just, you know, they're there to serve people, but it's they have the true essence of hospitality down the path. And it's more about selflessness. So it's taught me to be more patient and understanding and, you know, more generous with others. So, well, like in the past, I might have, you know, walked past a homeless person and, you know, have the mentality of, oh, they're just, you know, they're doing bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's taught me to be more understanding. And, you know, if I'm not well off or I don't have, you know, the funds in my pocket, but I might have it on my card, I would ask them, hey, are you hungry? Do you want me to buy you something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's ways around it. You can still help people. You don't always have to give monetary. But it changes the mindset because you're not the center of the universe anymore. There's other people, and that's particularly important being here in Australia, where we're a big multicultural society.
And as a migrant, ano, masarap pakinggan na nakakaroon tayo ng ganyang positive impact towards other people. Kung paano natin na-impluensyahan or somehow nababago yung paraan ng pagkikitungo nila sa kapwa dahil that's how we experience it back home and sharing it also with the people here in Australia. Mm-hmm. With your content naman, I just also wanted to know, meron ka pa bang mga gustong maka-collaborate in the future or anything that you wanted to do?
I'd love to be able to collaborate more and more with the people in the industries in Sydney society, but not just also in Sydney. I'd like to be able to collaborate with people overseas, particularly in the Philippines or one day if I go to America. But it's not just, you know, collaborating content just for my content. It's to, like I said, to bring a genuine information service for people who want to know about the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I was privileged enough to be able to have an interview with the Philippine consulate in Sydney and also the Department of Tourism.
Right.
Not many people are granted that privilege, especially if they're not Filipino. Whereas it's not that they're excluded, it's just that, you know, they have to make sure that the information that they're delivering is being, delivered correctly, which is what I hope to do, because there's so much misinformation online. I want to be able to have a central source where a non-Filipino can go, this guy's not biased. You know, the information he says is true. I can look it up and fact check.
So yung trust, yung tiwala din ng community with your content. Mm-hmm. And isang mabilisan lang before we end the program today, I think Papa Dan has prepared something to challenge your
maybe just one
Filipino language skills.
Yeah, let's give him one. Kanina pag-usapan natin din yung tongue twister, no? Medyo parang bihasa siya dito, magaling siya, no?
Very very good niya.
And let him read it. Siguro one time tapos sabihin niya dapat you have to say it like fast, like three times, like mabilis. Okay, so ito yung sasabihin
niya.
What's the word? Bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki sa butika.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll give this a go. All right.
Okay.
Bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki
sa butika.
Sa
butika.
Butika.
Okay, faster now.
Right. Bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki sa butika.
Butika.
Yay.
Okay. Bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki sa butika. That's as
well. Oh, that's it. That's good.
So, very good. Wow.
That's not bad at all.
Like, paliwanag natin muna, Papa Dan, bago tayo tapos. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki sa butika?
So I bought intestines of a lizard in a chemist or like
in a pharmacy.
Hey. That's right. So
yeah, it doesn't make sense, but yeah, it is.
That's one of the, I think, most popular tongue twisters that we have in the Philippines. Bumili ako ng bituka ng butiki sa butika. Ayan. So may natutunan si Daryl sa atin. But maraming salamat for being with us today.
Maraming salamat din.
Mm-hmm.
And last message para sa community natin and also to your followers, to your fans.
Where they can find you.
Where they can find me, just search on social media, Pusong Pinoy Sid 1.
Okay.
And message the community, please keep doing what you're doing. Now's the time to drive up the invitations to non-Filipinos to bring them all and show them the beauty of your culture.
Napakaganda nun. Maraming salamat, Daryl O'Brien. And Papa Dan, maraming salamat din sa pagsama sa atin ngayong araw ng Sabado.
Hoy, salamat sa iyo, Edine. It's nice to be back, no? At sana po makasama pa namin kayo sa ating mga tagapakinig sa mga susunod na mga weekend.
Gandang umaga at maraming salamat. Happy weekend, mga kababayan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.